So the RFS enacted by Congress specified volumes through 2022, but for 2023 calendar year and beyond, EPA has a lot more discretion to determine those volumes. And one of the things we're looking for, Riley, is EPA is set to put out their proposal for 2023 and probably the 2024 calendar year at the end of November, is to be on guard for mismanagement, to be on guard for making sure those volumes are robust. After all, this program has been badly mismanaged in the past by under both Democratic and Republican administrations. There have been certain waivers and detours taken with the renewable fuel standard that have really undermined our ability to really move beyond E10 with E15 and E85. So what we're looking for is robust volumes, 15 billion gallons minimum. We want to make sure that the prior abuse that was inflicted on us from these small refinery exemptions is finally put to rest. We won a court case to put more guardrails or restraints on EPA with respect to that. And we're also looking for EPA to update its assumptions around the life cycle greenhouse gas emissions of ethanol in this RFS proposal. They're using an outdated sort of a 2010-2009 model right now. Corn ethanol has just gotten better, more efficient, more sustainable, more innovative in that course of time. Our carbon footprint is significantly smaller than what EPA assumes it is. And so we're looking for that to be wrapped into this proposal as well. So a lot at stake for our industry in terms of what the future of biofuel demand will look like in the renewable fuel standard.